welcome, peoples of the interwebs, tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast.
Welcome.
For the final October episode, spooky season.
Is never over.
Final episode of the Firefly Trilogy, aka the House of a Thousand Corpses Trilogy, 3 from Hell from 2019. Sorry, I misread.
2015, I was gonna say.
2019. 2015, a simpler year.
Yeah, 2019 was the last good one that we had.
And that's debatable.
True. Yikes. But.
I'm chewing on a mint.
She's crunching over here. I'm like, how could you do this?
The second I started, I'm like,
audio podcast. What are you doing?
It's a habit. And the second I did it, I'm like, oh no. And then Kelly's like, you
did it. I finished my mint like 5 minutes ago. I don't know what are you doing.
I suck on my mints a long time.
Yeah, but how do you make them last that long?
I enjoy the process.
I guess I just go hard.
I just enjoy the process of sucking on my mints.
I see.
Anyways. you wanna hit us with our cast?
Yeah, okay.
Do it.
Okay. Sherry Moon Zombie is Vera Ellen Baby Firefly.
She's amazing.
Bill Moseley is Otis T. Driftwood.
He's awesome.
Sid Haig is Captain Spaulding.
The beautiful R.I.P.
Yep. Richard Brake is Winslow Foxworth Foxy Coltrane.
He's Ike.
Danny Trejo is Rondo. Michete.
Michete!
Dee Wallace is Greta. Daniel Roebuck is Morris Green. Jeff Daniel Phillips is Warden Virgil Dallas Harper. Poncho Moeller is Sebastian. And Richard Edson is Carlos Pero. Pero? Pre. Pre. I couldn't grow my R's. Pre. There you go.
You did it.
I'm making weird faces at Christy. It's hard.
It's so hard.
And of course, written and directed by Rob Zombie, the man himself.
Of course, the beautiful, the majestic unicorn himself.
The one and only.
The dark unicorn.
A Pegasus.
He is. He flies.
He is a pitch black Pegasus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want someone to draw Rob Zombie riding in on a black Pegasus.
I thought you were going to say something horrid, like Rob Zombie's face as the face of a
no.
black Pegasus.
No!
That's immediately where my brain went.
What is wrong with you?
That's a good question, and the answer is a lot. A lot is wrong
with me. I know. I'm your friend, and I know.
You know, Christy knows too much about me.
I know far too much. When you went to the restroom once, Matt and I had a discussion. Like he's like, she knows too much. I can't leave her. She knows too much. And I'm like, you two can't leave each other because you know too much about me because Kelly tells you everything I tell her. So everything I've ever told her, I know you know.
He knows everything.
So if you were to leave, you know too much.
Apparently, him and my dad were in the car once, and my dad's like, I don't know if Kelly told you this, and apparently Matt cut him off and says, you don't understand. I know everything.
And was it something that you had already told him?
Oh, yeah, probably. The only times I don't tell him things are straight up when I just forget. Which happens because we work on different shifts. So, like, sometimes something will happen to me and I just forget to relay it.
Or
I think I already told him and I didn't. That happens.
Or I'm just like, Kelly, this is just between you and me.
Yeah, then I won't tell him.
Exactly. But that's also very rare. And
that
I
is
expect,
very rare.
I don't care if Matt knows.
There are a few things you have told me he doesn't know. Can mm-hmm. confirm.
Sorry, the Yoda
came up. But they would be a private conversation between me and you, so.
Oh, aha. Uh-huh.
There's some of, like, your deepest, darkest secrets, Christy.
I don't have too many of those.
You have a few.
All right, that's fair.
Those ones, I don't tell.
I can't think of them right now, but that's probably for the best. They're buried for a reason.
Oh, God.
They should stay there. So, back to the movie at hand.
Yeah, this thing.
The third movie. Let's just jump into it. So the film opens mm-hmm. where we left off in the second one.
Yes.
So we discover that the Firefly family, what's left of them.
Yeah.
After the shootout, did miraculously survive the shootout.
It's like one in a million chance and all three of them lived. I'm like, what the heck?
Which, I mean, kind of makes sense if you believe the, like, whole satanic lore that, like, nobody in the afterlife wants them. They're just going to remain
on Earth.
So, that's kind of... Sure.
It's just a way to keep the sequels going.
Before I go any further, this movie pretty much has zero plot, and it's just there.
This is a very good point, yes.
So, it's very thrown together, but, like, there are some moments that I'm just like, I see you.
I really don't understand, like, if you're gonna come back after 14 years with a sequel, why is it this garbage? Like, why make it...
That I don't know.
Like, you would think if you really had the want to come back and do another sequel, that you would do a better job of writing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
So, the news reports, they're in custody, they're all patched up, they're going through trials and everything like that. They are pretty much locked up for a long time.
Solitary confinement, they are cuckoo bananas.
So. For several years. So, Captain Spaulding, unfortunately, off screen, gets lethal injection.
And this really... This movie was written previously that he was going to be a large part, hence Three from Hell, but the actor was really, really sick, and...
So that just makes me think of, like, that they had a whole script with him in mind, and the fact that he got in a lot of medical issues and passed away after this movie aired makes me think that they had to rush write something. Kind of like with Scream 3, that, like, something happened to the point where, like, they had to scrap the whole original idea that they had planned and had greenlit, and since they already were working on it, they had to completely rewrite it. So, well, that makes sense as to why this kind of seems like a clusterfuck.
Well, and I think, too, the studio said he has to be in it in some way, or we're getting rid of this. Like, we will dismantle the project, it won't be funded, it's... Toast goodbye. So, I really don't think there'll be another one. I don't think they're going to do another sequel, but...
This was the end of the Firefly. I don't see them coming back for anything.
Still should have just stopped after the first, but okay.
I could see them stopping after the second one.
Same, but first...
Like, trying a sequel, realizing that wasn't going to work out.
It didn't really work.
Yeah. But, yes... Captain Spaulding is our very first kill of the movie.
Yeah, off screen, but yes.
Yes. Otis is also up for death row.
Yeah, he is.
And he is getting transported to another location. And Baby is in isolation.
Yeah.
So she's just alone with her thoughts.
She went up for parole.
By the time we start, but, like, she's been in isolation for all those years before her parole.
She's a little more nutso than she was before.
Yes. So, Otis, he runs into Machete on the truck being transported to death row and whatnot, and Machete doesn't remember him at all.
No.
And he was literally the guy who killed one of the... sex workers in the second movie while Otis was there and threw him out the window.
Yeah.
Like, and so Otis doesn't like that he just forgot about him. So when good old Foxy comes and helps set him free, they murder everybody there and Otis kills Machete.
Yeah.
And he's now free.
Yes.
So now we have a huge spike in the kill count.
Yeah.
It's, just in this scene alone. All the police officers, all the other inmates, all of them dead. So, Baby is up for parole.
Yep.
Oh, ho, ho. So, she has lost her shit.
Oh, yeah, she is more crazy than she was before.
She is officially gone insane.
Yeah.
Because she's talking to herself, she's talking in fairy tale code, she's meowing at things.
Yep.
But she's still psychotic. So she's still looking for an easy, like...
Kill.
Jab or kill or violent moment.
Yep.
So, they're just like, nope, you can be up for parole again in, like, 5 years. And she's like, okay. And then she just walks out.
And then she breaks...
Greta's nose.
Yeah, Greta's nose, yeah.
With her face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do enjoy Baby a lot. Yes. In this movie.
Yeah, I do too.
She steals the show in this movie because of the poor writing.
Yeah, she does.
But she amps it up with her acting. She does.
I like, yeah.
She does a good job.
Sherry Moon's really cool, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. Foxy and Otis are just like, okay. And Foxy's, Otis's half-brother.
Yes.
We find out. Big distinction because Otis was adopted.
They're all crazy.
It's all crazy. We don't know everything.
No. I wonder if there's, like, a whole thing that Rob Zombie has written that would give us, like, a better...
Like, just the lore of the family tree.
Yes,
where it's just Mama Firefly and all these branches, but, like, all of them are spiked to something else.
Yep. Yep.
But she is the center. That'd be kind of cool. I want to see that.
Someone do the thing.
Someone map out the family tree. So they're like, okay, well, we gotta come up with a plan. So they're coming up with a plan to get some hostages and figure out how to get Baby out. Baby is dealing with Greta.
Okay.
Greta hauls Baby out and puts her in a room with two very butch women.
Yep.
Who are there to stab a bitch.
And possibly do other things.
And Greta's off to the side not watching, because... Mm-hmm.
She can't witness it, otherwise she's, like, accountable for...
And she's smoking a cigarette and trying to ignore the sounds, because out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
She comes back, and Baby is the last one standing, and the other two are completely gutted on the floor.
Yeah, they're dead.
And Baby writes Greta's name in their blood on the...
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Greta.
Yeah. Ooh.
Girl. And she's laughing.
Yeah.
As you do.
She insane.
She cray cray.
Mm-hmm.
So, Greta takes her back to the... her cell.
Yeah.
And Otis and Foxy hold hostages of the warden and his wife and,
like,
two other individuals.
Yeah, one of... a co-worker and his wife.
Yeah. And they're like, hey... You're going to go back to the prison. You are going to request Baby to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to give her clothes to change into, and you're going to sneak her out and bring her back here. Otherwise, we're going to kill everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. So, during all of this, they also hire a clown. Oh. This poor clown.
He did not deserve it.
He showed up to the wrong party.
Yeah.
No, he showed up to where he needed to be, but, like, it's not the party for him.
No.
So, they're like, make us laugh or you die.
Yeah.
So, now, he's, of course, trying to do his act.
And he's terrified.
Everybody else is also terrified, so nobody's gonna laugh.
Yeah.
At the clown. But then, once Otis pulls a gun on him and he pees himself and someone laughs.
Yep.
He's like, huh, laughter. Huh, I did it. No, Otis, bang.
Yeah,
dead. Which... That's honestly one of my favorite kills of the movie. There's so many of them, but, like, good clown kill.
It's sad, though.
He's a sad clown. He's a sad clown. The one of the few clowns in horror movies that, you know, was an okay guy.
Yeah, I know. He, like, did not deserve that at all.
No. No, he did not. So, the warden goes in to get Baby.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a brief interaction with another deputy there that we get the inkling that he's been cheating on his wife that is currently being held hostage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also have a scene where Greta and Baby are interacting a bit.
Yes.
Greta has a thing for Baby.
Oh, totally has a thing for Baby.
And we...
I mean, Sherry Moon Zombie is a very beautiful woman.
She hot.
Yes.
Rob Zombie did good. And she's still hot.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah. But she knows that Greta is fantasizing her.
Mm-hmm.
But also when she's completely alone, she's, like, looking through the cracks of her floor and she's seeing, like, a little cat dancing.
It's weird, man.
It's very bizarre. But we see how far she's gone to just try to entertain herself in the mm-hmm. solitude. But Greta and another prison guard mm-hmm. bring Baby to the warden, and they are asked to leave.
Yeah.
Baby changes. Greta thinks something's up, so she enters. Baby strangles Greta.
Does Greta die here?
Yes.
Okay. It was... You never know, because sometimes in, like, action movies and stuff like that, it's just they passed out. They didn't actually kill
her. I kind of wish Baby went ham on her death.
Yeah, I thought this was a missed opportunity.
I thought so, too. If, like, if you're going to go with the brutality.
You just go.
As you do in these movies. Yeah. And she's already gutted two
yeah.
individuals and like, wrote Greta's name on the floor.
It was so tame that it made me question whether or not Greta was dead.
Yeah. I kind of... I don't ever, like, wish for a character to be tortured. Yeah. But, like, it would make sense for Baby to have a little bit of torture with...
Greta.
What she's doing.
Yeah.
Based on the other two movies.
Because
mm-hmm. she toys with her victims. She just kind of choked her out.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Baby is free!
Yeah.
And they go to the house, and everybody... And all four hostages get murked.
Mm-hmm.
But Baby sees a really cool bow and arrow set.
She does.
And she's just like, I want this! By the way, I just killed someone in the front lawn. We gotta go. One of the neighbors saw me.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised she didn't kill the neighbor, too, but...
Actually, I love that. I love that she's just like, hi!
Yeah.
And she's like, stab, 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 hi! Granny saw me. We gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I think it's a bit lazy for a reason to leave. They could have just left.
Yeah. They were going to leave anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, the urgency to leave.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are wanted fugitives. Like, they are
but
number
and
one.
They were just
yeah.
seen.
Yep.
I mean, if they went through and killed all the neighborhood, they would still need urgency
yeah.
to leave.
Yep.
So, they haul ass. And they make it to a hotel. And they're like, we gotta lay low. And Baby's just like, I have been trapped in a room
yeah.
for how many years?
And you're telling me to do what?
And you're telling me to sit put and watch TV and watch you two play cards? Play Go Fish? Fuck that!
Mm-hmm.
I want a soda. So, she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
She sees this poor guy dressed up for a Halloween party.
He's wearing a sombrero.
Wearing a sombrero. And she's, like, she's hitting on him, and she convinces him, she convinces him to buy her a soda.
Yes.
A grape soda. And then he realizes who she is.
Yeah, because he recognizes her from the news.
Yep. And so...
And she admits to it. She's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
That's totally me. She kills him,
mm-hmm.
steals his sombrero,
yeah.
and his mustache.
I mean, you as you would.
You have to take the mustache.
And shows back up in the hotel room.
She's like, we gotta go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And they're like,
that's okay. Actually not a bad idea.
No.
But then they realize she's got blood on her shirt. And they're like, what the fuck did you do? Like, what did you do?
We gotta go.
Yeah. So.
So. Yeah, they drive on down across the border, and they flee to a very small little town in Mexico
mm-hmm.
where that are currently celebrating Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
So we just had a guy for a Halloween party, and now we're at Day of the Dead, so it's been a couple days.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Because Day of the Dead is
early November.
November,
yeah.
The 5th. Don't quote me on that.
Put that
it's like a couple days after actual
I
Halloween.
It's like November 2nd. Let me see.
It could be November 2nd. It's either the 2nd or the 5th.
Day of the Dead.
It's, you're right, I think it's the 2nd.
Yeah, it starts on November 1st and ends on November 2nd. You're probably thinking of Remember the 5th of November.
Yeah.
That rhyme.
Yeah.
Don't remember the rest of it.
I don't know why it came to my brain, but, like, once you said the 2nd, I'm like, oh, yep, it's the 2nd.
Yep.
So they're celebrating Day of the Dead, and they run into Carlos.
And he owns the only motel in town.
Yep.
Hotel, whatever.
And they're like, yeah, set us up. And there's also, what's his name?
Sebastian.
He's also there. He is of shorter stature.
Yeah. He's great.
I love him.
So do I.
Like,
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet, and he deserves so much better.
Yeah, he does.
But, like, him and Baby have a good, like, relationship. They and get the fact a good that connection. She's just like, you could be pretty much part of my family. Yeah. Like, you remind me of, like, all my other brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see you hanging out with us because you're cool.
Yeah.
So, they're like, okay, we're gonna party tonight mm-hmm. because we can't. So, they get the local prostitutes involved.
Mm-hmm.
They drive pretty much like a hurricane through. They are drinking, doing, like, knife throwing.
Yeah, Baby wins a knife throwing contest.
Which I'm just like, you guys don't even know.
Yeah, they were, like, freaking talking some mad shit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this little lady thinks she can just, and I'm like, oh, I know she can.
Mm-hmm.
I know she can kick your asses.
Yes.
After even a few shots of tequila. So they party hardy. Everybody's good, drunk, and loaded.
Yeah. Blasted.
And Carlos is visited by Machete's.
Yeah. Well, he calls him.
Yeah. By one of Machete's family members. He's like, hey.
Yeah.
I heard you got these three assholes living in your thing, and they killed Machete.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So keep them there while we come in and do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another revenge plot.
It's also just...
You get my brother prepared to die.
I don't know. It feels really lazy.
In a way, yeah, mm-hmm. It does. It's very repetitive of the second one.
Yes.
Carlos is like, yeah, sure, I got that for, like, 10 grand or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so, that morning, Sebastian brings Baby some breakfast.
Yeah, he makes her, what, rice and beans or something yeah, like that?
Just something simple.
Very, yeah, but it's a kind gesture, and that's when they have that whole talk, and she's yep. like, you remind me, I think, did she say, are you remind me of Tiny, even though Tiny is a giant?
Yeah, and it was also, like, something that Spalding used to say, how, like,
mm-hmm.
our differences are beautiful and everything yeah. like that. He's got, like, an eye patch, so and he's kind of scruffy looking.
Yeah.
In a cute way. And so she's dancing around and he's like drawing in his book
yeah, he's an
of
artist.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much enamored with
he
Baby.
He likes Baby.
He do. He's just like, she's very nice to me and I like her and she's hot.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah.
And so they hear a commotion outside mm-hmm. during this and the henchman of that brother.
Yeah, the I think, is it the son of Machete?
Yeah.
The son of Machete, the revenge plot, and he has a gang.
Yeah. He's got a whole
crew of dudes.
Lucha gang.
Yeah.
And they come up. They already have three coffins ready because Carlos also has that side business where he's like, I also do coffins on the side.
I hook you up.
I got you.
I know a guy.
I'm the guy. And Baby's like, yeah, no, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
And she
this
lies
in wait.
This is
the coolest part of
and
the movie.
And Sebastian runs to go and warn the other two.
Yes.
And she's just like, I'm not going to stay put.
Mm-hmm.
So she hides and she waits.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where her bow and arrow comes in.
Which, it's cool. And she's wearing a full Indian headdress as well.
Yep. And she did actually learn to shoot
I know.
For this part. And
it's
I was like,
cool.
You're such a badass. I love it. Yes, Sherry! And she is starting to just pick off people with mm-hmm. her bow and arrow like nobody's business.
Yep.
Just jumping on top of furniture to get a good angle. Sebastian goes and warns Foxy and Otis. They're now awake and up mm-hmm. and starting to fight their way out. But the three of them end up getting captured.
Dun dun dun!
Dun dun dun!
Yeah, they do.
And Otis is challenged to a Machete fight.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, so apparently they filmed this early morning. It was cold. They were using resin blades. And when the blades first hit, they completely shattered. So they had to switch to rubber blades for shooting this. And then they have to redo the whole thing in CGI.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
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 And so while the Machete fight is happening, Sebastian frees Baby
mm-hmm.
and Foxy and
gives her a gun. Or a knife? I think it was a gun. Sorry, I just yawned through
He gave her
He gave her a weapon.
I believe a gun. And now another shootout happens. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Sebastian gets killed.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad.
It's so sad. And the three of them walk off into the Mexican town after slaughtering everybody, and they're just like, all right, that's it.
Yeah, that's kind of the movie.
That's pretty much the whole movie. I don't think I really missed anything.
I mean, they killed Carlos at one point.
Oh, yeah. Otis killed Carlos in the car.
Like,
it's not a very complicated movie.
It's also not written really well. Like, yeah, Baby is unhinged a little bit more.
I like Baby's character development.
I think they could have done more with it.
I think they could have, too. But I felt like it got where they were going with it.
Same. But then it didn't...
Go.
Yeah. It, like, was a non-starter. It was very odd. Like, it would have been very interesting. I don't know if Rob Zombie could have done this with the cult following, but, like, if Baby's unhingedness permanent, like, caused a mistake that ended up getting them all killed or something. Because they're not good people. Like...
No. You wanna guess how many people died?
Oh. 65.
That's really high.
Oh, there was the whole everyone that Otis killed in the...
41 people.
Okay. Now I feel stupid. I overshot.
It feels like it should be a lot higher based on the blood count.
Yeah.
But, yes, 41 people died in this movie.
Okay. They stepped it up again, I guess.
Yep. I don't have too many fun facts, so we'll just kind of zippity-zap right through them.
Yeah, there's really not that much on this movie that I could find.
And I've already mentioned, like, two of them. Sid dying and Sherry learning her bow and arrow stuff. So, the movie poster featuring black and white eyes and the mugshots in the style of, Helter Skelter from 1976.
I have Captain Spaulding's last words before he died.
Executed.
Yep. Were the exact same as Ted Bundy's, which is, give my love to my family and friends. I didn't realize. I did not know that was those were his last words.
Oh, I did.
Speaking of last words and stuff, I know that there's a new horror series on Netflix for Dahmer. Have you watched it?
I watched the first two episodes so far. Yes.
Very good. I mean, I love Evan Peters.
You get to see Evan Peters' full ass in the first episode.
Well, I have to watch that.
Full ass.
Can I just have a screenshot? I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I'll find a screenshot.
Perfect. You gotta send it over.
I texted my boy. I'm just like, this ass! And he's just like, is it a good ass? I'm like, it's a good ass. He's like, good for you seeing that good ass.
It's damn good. It's like Tom Hiddleston's ass in Crimson Peak.
That's a good ass.
Very good ass.
You see much more of Evan Peterson's ass.
Kevin Bacon's ass in...
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
You know, that's just a good all ass. About that good ass. And I love that my partner supports me in finding the good ass.
I was gonna say,
he's like, I can recognize a good ass.
Yeah! Yeah.
Yes.
It's, yes, but I don't know if I'm going to watch it just because it's true crime and I don't do well with true crime.
So far, I think it's good. Okay. Based on the two episodes I watched. And true to form.
Okay, and it's pretty accurate?
It's pretty accurate. However, the first episode is going off of the survivor's take, the one that went on the talk show circuit.
Oh, okay.
Instead of what Dahmer said happened.
Okay.
So... take that. I mean, we weren't there. We don't know exactly what happened, but I'm just saying Dahmer was pretty forward with everything that he did.
Yeah, but can you trust him? I don't know.
I think you could based on everything that happened, because he once he was caught, he was just like, this is everything that I did. I should be killed for what happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, he didn't ask for a lawyer or anything. He just started saying it.
Excellent.
So, I have no reason to credit what Dahmer said. So it's just.
Well, anyway.
Anywho's a
lot. That was off topic. Came to my mind.
Do you have any other fun facts? Because those were the only ones that I really had.
The only other one that I have was quite a few of the sets that were on the 20th Century Backlot that they used were also used in the TV series Teen Wolf, and I just think that's hilarious.
That's funny. You want to do your taglines? Mm-hmm.
There's not much. The evil returns, murder, madness, mayhem, they live to kill.
I have two reviews.
Oh, hit me.
Both of them are 3 stars.
Oh, okay.
Fucking dictionary definition of no plot, just vibes.
Yeah.
And then this movie really wasn't needed, but yas, slay, I guess?
I agree with both of those. Okay, so how do you feel? How do you feel about this movie?
I found it entertaining.
So did I. This one I like. This one is definitely not as brutal, I think, as the second movie.
No, I just found it entertaining. Like, I would watch all three of these just 'cause.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, too, because they start off really, really brutal, and then the ending is, like, they're fighting for themselves, so it doesn't feel brutal, it just feels like self-defense.
That's true. I don't know. Don't have their murder house anymore, so they're on the run frequently, but I...
It just gets old.
I still find it entertaining. I didn't get bored in any of these movies, so...
It's not bad, it's just, like I said, I prefer this one
from a critic standing, I understand what you mean.
I don't know. So, now that we've seen all three, I think I know your ranking. Mm-hmm. I think you probably know mine, but just real quick.
Mine is 1, 2, 3.
Mine is 1, 3, 2.
Yeah.
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 One is by far the best. By far.
Oh, absolutely. Leaps and bounds, because it just is so fucking good.
It's just gorgeous.
I just really gorgeous?
Like that.
Yes! And I just love Otis so much.
In the first one? Yeah.
I love him in all of them, but the first one especially.
I mean, I like his character. I just feel like his second and third movie character, which I feel like are very similar, are not similar to the first movie character, which I talked about in the last episode.
I feel like he stepped into the leader role because...
That's all he had to.
Yeah, because his whole family died, so he had to become the head of the household. So he was now in charge of the family.
I would argue that he always was, like...
Yeah, but he had to deal with Grandpa in the first one.
That's true. And Grandpa was supposed to, I think, be a much bigger part of the plot in the first movie than he ended up being for rewrite reasons.
I think in the first one, Otis was more...
He got to do whatever he want.
He was like college Otis.
Yeah, that's kind of how, yeah.
So, like, he was just fucking around and doing whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Didn't respect the authority and everything like that.
No responsibility.
He just came and went as he pleased. Mm-hmm. He killed what he wanted. But once he lost most of the family and he became the parental guardian of baby and everybody, and he had to look out for the remaining family, his maturity of psycho increased. So he was like, yes, we're still gonna fucking kill people, and we're gonna do it under our terms, and I'm still into everything that happened in the first movie, but I also want to keep us alive so we can keep doing that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Fast and Furious parallels. It gives me family vibes. Am I wrong, though?
You're not. It's just the fact that I'm pulling Fast and Furious
It
twice.
Just does! It just... constantly reminds me of that. I don't know.
Well, you want to grade this shit?
Yes.
Let's grade this shit.
So, Christy and I grade every movie that we watch with 5 questions on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score of 50 each, 100 total. This is just a way for us to rank our movies and how we feel about them. So, are you ready?
I'm ready. So, based on our opinion for these questions, was it a good horror movie?
5.
4.
Middle of the road.
Yeah. How was the acting?
8.
9.
Yeah.
Special effects?
7.
6.
Okay.
Compelling story or interesting twists?
5.
3. And character development and writing?
2.
4.
Yeah.
I gave it a little bit higher because I really like baby...
Character development?
Yeah.
I just feel like there wasn't enough there.
I think she ran with it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate psychotic.
So my score was a 27.
Mine is a 26.
So, where does that put us?
53, which puts us...
Yeah.
Tied currently with Urban Legend.
Hmm.
I like this better than Urban Legend.
Urban Legend. I like Urban Legend better.
Okay, well, we might just have to have a tiebreaker. Just because I didn't care much for Urban Legend.
Urban Legend at least has a real story to it. Like, they tried.
But it was just really bad acting.
Yeah.
You scored this one better than Urban Legend.
Yeah, and?
By a lot.
I'd rather watch Urban Legend again than Three from Hell.
Okay, fine. Go do it then. Bet.
I'm sorry, but,
Bet!
Jared Leto? Like...
Bill Moseley and Sharon Moon? Sherry Moon?
Yeah, but they're old in this one.
You take that back. Sherry is gorgeous and you know it.
Okay, Sherry, wasn't Bill... Bill's, like, 70.
I don't fucking care. He's still slaying the game.
I don't know, man. I gotta go with Jared Leto and those blue eyes all day.
Jared Leto is constantly in, like, the worst
movies. He is, but listen.
No!
Listen!
No!
I just don't like whatever the frick her name was that was the main character.
Listen!
I would rather watch that again. I think that's more my vibe.
It's fair. This is more my vibe, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I like my psychos.
You do. I mean, there is a psycho in Urban Legend.
Yeah, but again, that's also revenge, and...
So was this!
I said also, I didn't dispute that this wasn't. I'm just saying.
It's fair.
I have more psychos in this one.
Yes, you do. You do.
And the psychos aren't out for revenge. Someone else is on revenge against the psychos.
True. Very true.
We have our differences, and that's okay. So, that covers our spooky season.
It does. Happy October, y'all.
Yeah, happy Halloween, Day of the Dead.
Hell yeah.
All that good shit.
So now we get ready for Christmas.
First, we have November movies. So yeah, our November movies, we're doing a monster.
Yes.
Or a creature of some kind. So, yep. Kelly, you picked The Thing.
Thank you.
You couldn't remember the monster movie you picked? Okay.
It would have come to me.
You picked
It's been a long...
We planned ahead quite a bit. So you picked the original Thing.
Yeah, I want to see... I've never seen it. So this is another... I know how well this went last time, you guys. I understand. But I'm doing it again. So you're going to have to deal. Except I mean,
you don't see most of the movies we cover.
True. And I think you've seen this one. Mm-hmm. So you at least, I'm hoping, would not steer me wrong.
We are going with the original because that's what Kelly wants.
Yep.
Not the very famous remake, which we'll cover
eventually.
And I picked the original Frankenstein.
So we're doing some old movies.
Yeah.
Old monster movies. These will be fun, I think.
Yeah, we haven't covered really any big monsters except for Alien.
We did Nosferatu. Does he count?
I mean, I don't... I put vampires in their own category. Just because there's so much vampire lore.
Like, we haven't done Dracula yet, which might be what I would consider the monster.
But. Yeah, I wouldn't consider Nosferatu, but if we're going based on, like, classic monsters, I would put Dracula in with the classic monsters. If you put all vampires in there, that's just a long list.
It gets a little crowded.
So, and, like, the same with, like, Wolfman. I would put the original Wolfman in there, but I wouldn't put...
Werewolves?
Like, American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Just because, like, the classic monsters.
Yeah.
I agree. A monster of some kind that doesn't have, like, its own, like, laundry list of other movies and lore and, oh my gosh.
But I agree with you. I don't think we've done a monster movie.
Not that I'm real. Well, we have demons from Evil Dead. We have Alien. We have Gremlins. Gremlins I would consider being little monsters, but like...
But nothing, yeah. I mean, the Blob, maybe?
The Blob
I probably would throw in there. I mean, yeah. I love the Blob.
We have Leprechaun, but he's more of like just a being. We have some ghosts, but I also, like...
Yeah, this will be different for us, which is a good thing. It's a change of pace.
Yeah. And then be on the lookout for when we want votes for Cringemas movies.
Hell yeah.
We'll post like 3 or 4 options for you to choose from, and whichever one has the highest vote online will be the second Cringemas movie that we cover. Mm-hmm. We already have the first one picked out.
Yep.
We might have a guest for that one. We'll see if I can convince him to join. just to make an appearance and whatnot. And so, yeah, be on the lookout for that. That will be posted on Unnerved or Hormy Podcast, which is our Facebook group, as well as Twitter at AUnnerved. You can DM us, reach out to us, give us movie suggestions, mm-hmm. reviews, comments, concerns, whatever. Tell us that we're awesome.
Because we are.
Because we are, and we know it. But, like, we like the confirmation every once
you
in a while.
You just need to, like, I just need to confirm with you.
I just...
That you also believe that.
I just want to feel special. And, like, sometimes I just don't feel special. And it would just be really nice if, like, someone told me I was special.
Are you okay?
I brought out the fake tears just for that bit.
Christy just cried. This is an audio platform!
I was bringing the realism in, okay? Because I got your reaction with it.
I don't know if I can cry on command.
I clearly just did.
Can I cry on command? I don't want to cry. I probably could, but I don't want to.
I have so much internal pain.
I do. I just think about something really sad, and I could probably start crying, but I don't want to cry. I don't like
then
crying.
Don't.
I'm in front of people. I'm like weird. Well, minus Matt. Poor Matt. I don't like crying in front
of
people.
I think you cried in front of me at some point.
Oh, I am
I
sure.
know I've cried in front of you.
Yeah. You have definitely cried. Well, just wait
Many
for...
Many times.
Just wait for my wedding day. You'll see me cry if you haven't. Like, I will cry on that
Do you
day.
Think Matt will cry?
No. No.
Not even, like, a little sniffle, like...
He might give me that look that, like, I'm not gonna cry.
The look?
Cry look.
I'm crying internally yes. because you're so party.
Yeah, that look. But I don't think I'll actually see tears. Just look at his eyes. He's very expressive.
I will be staring at Matt, and you'll see it in the photos.
It'll
like,
be really funny.
Is you crying? Is you crying?
You should try and, like, make eye contact with him, because, like, you'll just lean over, because he's facing you guys, and
yeah.
I face the groomsmen, right?
Stare. Cry.
Pull out little eye drops, like,
do it. Do it.
What you could do is, before I get up to the altar... Before I, like, show up, but he's up there, give him the eye drops so you can pour him and you can make it look like he was crying.
Just take a water bottle, spray in his face, and make it just look like he's bawling.
Quick pull out, like, the red makeup around his, like, eyes so it looks like he has been. Excellent, foolproof plan. Nothing can go wrong.
I'm glad he doesn't listen to our podcast.
No, he's never listened to a single episode.
Neither
has
my
you,
boy.
Babe, but... I understand. He doesn't like horror.
Neither does mine, but he wants to hear how bonkers we are.
We're pretty stupid.
We're so dumb. How do we have listeners?
We appreciate all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We're saying that we're so crazy that it's just a surprise that we love you, and
yeah.
it's great.
Remember, we're fabulous, and tell us that.
Yeah, tell us
that
we're
got
special.
Here.
And if you like our artwork as much as we do...
Go check out my sister Danielle at Danny Draws Dragons on Instagram. And also listen to her episode on Annihilation, which she guest appears on. I don't really know what to say that. You say, like, guest appear, but she doesn't appear because it's an audio platform. It's an audio
She
platform.
Verbally appeared.
Yeah, so, like, she's great. Go look at her stuff. She's insanely talented and also, really interesting to talk about sci-fi, which Christy and I don't cover all that often.
Yeah, it's not our
genre.
I mean, I'll watch it.
At some point, we gotta do Paranormal Activity, because that one scared me real bad, and that's Ghost.
I remember showing you that movie.
I was
like, Kelly, are you okay? She's like, no, I'm not okay.
I was literally, like, had my hands up to cover the TV screen, because I could not watch what was happening.
And you didn't want to walk outside to take the garbage out.
No, and then Matt was like, I'm gonna scare you tonight and do this. I'll stand in your doorway and just, like, look at you. I was like, why would you do that to me?
Oh, but also, if you want to see all the spooky stuff that I just did,
yep,
and are still probably doing when this episode drops, you can find my Instagram at Lilith_Hilltopple. All the links that we just mentioned are in the description below, as always. But I promote the podcast over there, as mm-hmm. well as all of my makeup art over there,
yep.
and just some fun stuff that Kelly and I sometimes do.
Yep.
So yeah, that's just my fun page. But in the meantime, stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Stay spooky.
Extra spook.
Bring your spookiness into the Christmas or holiday season as well.
Yeah, as I said last time, I'm still saucy about Walgreens, like, already having Christmas stuff up in the Halloween section, and I'm not about it.
I get it. It's just sacrilegious.
It's also when I went to go buy your mugs for, like, your bridal shower.
Yeah.
They were on clearance. And they were the last ones.
Are you for real? I use that every day now.
Yes! I just knew you loved them. And I'm like, I have to get
them. They're in our kitchen, and but I like, use it every day.
I had to fight through Christmas stuff to get to the fall stuff.
That makes me upset.
That was already going sale!
Like, I can't talk too much because I straight up have bought Christmas presents already, and it's still September.
Buying Christmas presents this early is not a sin. I have already bought stuff as well. I'm just saying, the Christmas decorations. Well, the Christmas decorations
too soon.
In September!
I'm not even allowed to decorate for fall until October at my home.
Matt. You aren't even home right now.
It's the agreement because he loves summer and he has trouble saying goodbye.
I hate it.
I'm
sorry to anyone listening with headphones on. That was aggressive, and I see the spike in our
That's quite voice. Terrifying.
So I apologize, headphone listeners, but like you, I'm sure you feel my pain.
I mean, it's fine. It's okay. I survive. I get him to go apple picking with me and baking every year. He watches fall shows with me. Nothing spooky, but like every year I watch Great British Bake Off, and that comes out in the fall, and he lets me drink out of my pumpkin and leaves mug that Christy got me, and everything. It's fine. It's just,
my boy also loves fall, so yeah. We're in a good spot.
I understand. He doesn't like cold weather, and it gets cold very quickly here, so it's okay. I'm going to be okay, Christy, don't you worry, because I still burn pumpkin
and smelling I'm still candles here for every
day. I mean, like, we have this year-round, so it's okay.
Okay, good.
Christy seems concerned.
Just that it's the 27th. You should be able to, like...
Not Saturday, man.
Lipstick?
In my Valentina bag? And then we don't decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Good.
That's
good.
That's our rule.
If Halloween has a rule, Christmas has a rule.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't creep up on my fall decorations at all.
No. Okay. Well, now that we've ranted and raved about Halloween and fall and told you all the things that we have to do and the fact that we're special and how we're happy to have you... we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for The Thing.
Bye! Bye.